Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mr. Ramaswamy, let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Christian Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Chris, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go. Mr. Robert, this is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why you?
What happened on the night before the debate was the Republican Party nationally got trounced. And everybody, if
destroyed.
You're
Kentucky,
totally
all of,
destroyed. Yeah, Virginia, I mean, kind of Ohio, you just go, these are red states, okay? All, Kentucky and Ohio, certainly. And so I'm walking in. This is the morning after that trouncing. This is the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. She's coming. She's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'll give you a handshake. She's like, how you doing? I said, not that well, given that last night didn't go very well. She said, what happened last night?
Like oblivious.
Is she saying a joke?
She's saying it almost angrily, right? Because I was like, the last night didn't go well. So she's challenging me. She says, well, what happened last night?
Oh, okay.
Like, what happened last night? I don't know what happened last night. Tell me what happened last night.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is the person who's accountable for running the Republican Party. I said, well, last election. She said, we have nothing to do with that.
Really?
I run the National Party. These are state races. We have nothing to do with that. So where's and then says and then starts to like escalate her voice and says, I refuse to fall on the sword for this one. I refuse to fall on the sword for this one. This is not my fault. And it's like, okay, clearly she's been criticized.
How many minutes
all day for
before
this?
You hit the stage is this happening?
Oh, this is like early. This is in the morning, right?
Okay, like pre-game prep. Yeah,
you kind of go through. They show you where you're going to be standing. Here's your microphone. Yep. So that's where this happens. So it's not like I surprised her on the stage.
Got it.
All right? She knew where I'm at on this.
She had already had a long morning with this topic.
Oh, of course. And should. I mean, 2018, loss. 2020, loss. 2022, no red wave. 2023, trouncing. Total drubbing for the Republican Party. This is the individual who's the national chairwoman. She runs the entire Republican National Committee. Where's the accountability? So I get on stage, and you're getting some, like, you know, standard, you know, beaten dead old horse Donald Trump question. I said, forget that. Let's talk about what happened last night, because the last two elections he's been out. Republicans have gotten trounced for different reasons, so stop blaming the boogeyman. There's an accountability problem within the Republican Party. And so I say on stage that Ronna McDaniel, if she wanted to come up on stage, and I meant it, if she did want to come up on stage, you know, debate stage time is valuable, but I would still yield my time to her if she wants to use the microphone, look the American people in the eye, and say she resigns, which would be good for the Republican Party, and I believe she should resign. So what does she say? So then the press reports there's people apparently sitting in her row or behind her row in front of her where she is. Think about this. The neutral arbiter of the Republican National Committee later in the debate when I'm sparring with other candidates, booing when I'm speaking, clapping against other candidates when they're speaking against me. So
she was booing?
Yeah.
Who was booing?
She's booing me at other points in the debate. And I don't care about that, but think about your dereliction of duty. Yeah. You're supposedly the neutral arbiter of the entire National Republican Party hosting a debate. It's like a referee cheering in the middle of a game between two teams. It doesn't make sense. Like, if the referee is, like, booing or hollering in favor of one team or the other, that's what that looks like if she's the arbiter.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Mr. Ramaswamy, let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It's a cancer to the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. Do you think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go. Mr. Rothbard, this is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why you...
November 21st, 2023, and I gotta say, the smartest guy in the Republican and Democratic field is here. Trump's a man of steel, a great patriot, incredible, but visit Ramaswamy at the Republican debate a few weeks ago. Went from platinum to like triple crown platinum, where he called out the media for lying, where he devastated the Republicans, where he told Joe Biden to just go ahead and resign right now, you're a puppet. It was incredible. So in the time we have with him today, we're going to intersperse this with clips from the debate and kind of a Vivek Ramaswamy's greatest hits. I want him to hit whatever he wants up front right now, you know, currently on Tuesday, November 21st. But then I also want him to just talk about what else he would have said at the debate where he already totally dominated if they weren't cutting him off. So, Vivek, congratulations on the incredible work you're doing. You're definitely setting brush fires in the minds of men and women. So I'm going to just try to shut up for the next 20 minutes. You've got the floor.
Well, thank you, Alex. I think that I will call out the corruption in the Democratic establishment. In some ways, that's too easy. Biden has sold off our foreign policy to make his own family rich. The $5 million bribe paid to Hunter Biden by Ukraine is the reason why we're sending $200 billion of our taxpayer money to Ukraine. So I'll call out that corruption. I'll call out the corruption in the media establishment. Frankly, Kristen Welker from NBC News, who the RNC hired to run that last debate, has been pushing the Trump-Russia collusion hoax for years, has been pushing the idea of the Hunter Biden laptop story being Russian misinformation for 4 years without a shred of accountability. Well, my view is that we need to hold them accountable, but nobody else in the Republican Party has had the spine or ability to do it. So I did that on that debate stage. But you know what? I can't hold the Democrats accountable, and I can't hold the mainstream media accountable with credibility if I'm not also speaking truth about the Republican Party. And so the Republican Party deserves accountability as well. You got Ronna McRomney McDaniel, who has taken over the RNC in 2017, after which we lose 2018 and disasters in 2020, 2022, 2023. How many more times do you need to learn the same lesson before you say, time to get the person out? And so I called for accountability with respect to her failures as well, saying she needed to be fired. And you know what? I would call her up on the debate stage to look the American voters in the eye and tell them that she resigns as well. So whether it's the Democrats, the Republicans, or the media, we need to start speaking the truth again in this country. And in many cases, they just continually prove my point. Ronna McDaniel, what did she say? Literally during the debate, she's booing me. According to press reports of what she was sitting near the third row, is actively booing while I'm speaking during other parts of the debate. And then says that I am not going to get another cent of funding from the RNC as though it was her money in the first place. It's like a squatter in a rent-controlled apartment who ends up thinking they own the place. It's time to evict. And so this is what's broken, Alex. Is the real divide in our country. It's not between black and white. It's not even between Republicans and Democrats. The Republican Party is sometimes behaves like it's a subsidiary of the Democratic Party. The real divide in this country is between the managerial class, the bureaucrats, both in the public and private sector. That's what I call the swamp, not just in government, but outside of government. Between that swamp and the everyday citizen. They're trying to impose on us the Great Reset, where they dissolve the boundaries between the public and private sector, between companies and the government, between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, for that matter. Well, what we're standing up for is what I call the Great Uprising, where we say hell no in response to that. We, the people, sort out our differences through free speech and open debate in the public square where every citizen's voice and vote counts equally. That's who we are as Americans.
Well, you just—I said I'd give you the floor. I said I'd give you the floor, but I got to interject here because you made so many key points that they were all so important. And it was the points I would have maybe you did it much better than I could have. But you just said it. NBC News, Fox, all of them, CNN—they're squatters. They just expect this. Why would the Republicans go and want an establishment dead network? When I was on Steven Crowder that night, it had more viewers, over 2 million viewers live, than they had on that whole show. And you knew that even before the numbers came out. You said, why isn't this on Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson or Elon Musk? The Republicans can't be that dumb. They're propping up the old system. And you're a symbol of the new system, the new renaissance, the relaunch of America, 1776 Part 2. And you literally called them out and said, you're a fraud. Do you want to apologize as the corporate media that has lied to us? And if the Republicans would just do what you've done, they would take the country by storm legally and lawfully, but they won't. So are they that dumb, or are they blackmailed, or are they afraid of the Justice Department, Vivek Ramaswamy? Why won't they figure it out?
Comes down to one factor, Alex. Money. That's the answer. Money is the mother's milk of modern politics. And you see, I'm an outsider. I'm a businessman. I'm not a politician. I've learned a lot this year, though. Every single politician in both political parties dance to the tune of their biggest donor. That's the hard reality. Now, in my case, that biggest donor is me, which is why I'm able to speak the truth without being dependent on them. But the answer comes down to the same people who are pulling the strings in the Democratic Party, the same kind of people pulling the strings in the Republican Party as well. It is old school, ancient form of corruption. That's the answer. And the Republican Party, it's funny, Ronna McDaniel, she's going on with Kristen Welker later that Sunday on Meet the Press after I excoriated and torched both of them. They were in a mutual therapy session. It's really interesting that this is the network, and this is the anchor at that network, who has been pushing the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. That was the first election that was stolen, the 2016 election, the one where Trump wasn't allowed to govern. Why? Because of that particular part of the mainstream media, especially pushing that hoax and the lies they've pushed ever since, from the origin of COVID-19 all the way to the Hunter Biden laptop story, all the way now to how our money's being spent in Ukraine. That's the people who the Republican National Committee hires to ask questions on behalf of GOP primary voters. It's a joke. So right now we have a party that is badly out of touch with its own base. It comes down to the corrupting influence of money in politics, and I think we need to fix it. But the sad part is, Alex, is right now I wish it wasn't the case that only self-made wealthy people were the ones that could run for president and stand for the right values. But until we fix this system, the reality is I'm in a position to do it because I've been able to achieve success in this country. I've lived the American dream. Now I want to give back to this country in a way that allows our kids to live that same.
Well, that's right. You are definitely a maverick in the Trumpian model, but I have to say, even more informed. What do you make of the anti-globalist Javier Milei winning and what he's about to do? And that's another bellwether of the people are hungry for freedom.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Ministerio de Cultura, afuera. Ministerio de Ambiente y Desarrollo Sostenible, afuera. Ministerio de las Mujeres y Género y Diversidad, afuera. Ministerio de Obras Públicas, afuera, aunque te resistas. Ministerio de Ciencia y Tecnología e Innovación, afuera. Ministerio de Trabajo, Empleo y Seguridad Social, afuera. Ministerio de Educación, Adoctrinamiento, afuera. Ministerio de Transporte, afuera. Ministerio de Salud, afuera. Ministerio de Desarrollo Social, afuera. Se acabó el curro de la política. ¡Viva la libertad, carajo!
Parece que sí. Buenas noches a todos, a todos los que están aquí presentes, a los que están en la calle, también festejando, y sobre todo, buenas noches a todos los argentinos de bien, porque hoy comienza la reconstrucción de Argentina.
What do you make of the anti-globalist Javier Milei winning and what he's about to do? And that's another bellwether of the people are hungry, hungry for freedom.
Absolutely. And this is a transnational movement, Alex, right now. So really happy to see Javier take it over. This is a guy who literally shares, I think, the same vision for his country's bureaucracy as I do for the bureaucracy in our own country. Shut it down. He does not believe in incremental reform. He believes in really a form of revolution, peaceful through the electoral process, but the kind of revival of the American Revolution. That's what I want to bring in this country's spirit and the ideals of the American Revolution. I see him doing a version of that in Argentina. This is a country that needs it. I mean, Argentina has 125% year-over-year inflation. The country that used to be top 10 economically, now it's floundering because of effective quasi-socialists that have run that country forever. Well, this is the guy who's saying hell no to the vision of the Great Reset. He's on the side of the Great Uprising. Says that we, the people in his country, are the ones that are actually going
to be. And look at Bukele in El Salvador, and they elected a patriot in Italy and Sweden and everywhere right now, populists are getting elected. Can you speak to that and what that symbolizes?
Yeah, I think it symbolizes the fact that this isn't just about the United States of America. This isn't about just Republicans and Democrats. This is a transnational movement. You know, even in 1776, we had the American Revolution. 1789, you got the French Revolution. Now, theirs went sideways because they didn't do some things the right way that we did in this country. But the fact of the matter is when freedom sings, it doesn't limit itself to just one nation when it happens. It's the same international forces, the old monarchy in the old world, that impeded free citizens and free people on both sides of the Atlantic. Well, the same thing is happening today from the United States to Argentina to parts of Western Europe. Even if you look at the truckers in Canada a couple of years ago before they wiped their bank accounts clean. This is something that's bigger. We live in a modern 1776 moment, Alex, in a good way and through this time in a peaceful way through the electoral process in Argentina this year and in our country next year. We're going to revive the spirit that this country was founded on. We, the people, create a government that's accountable to us, not the other way around.
And Vivek, as you know, Newtonian physics, every action is an opposite reaction, an equal reaction. Just like there's the WEF and BlackRock with its global tyranny, people instinctively at an organic level all over the world are rebelling against it, and that's what's so beautiful about it. And we can see the leaders like Javier Milei or you or Trump or so many others. You've got, you know, just off one national debate, Geert Wilders' party has now gone to the pole position in the Netherlands. This is very, very exciting time to be alive right now.
Yes, it is. It's a very exciting time to be alive. I think that imagine if you were alive in the spring of 1776, Thomas Jefferson, he was 33 years old when he signed that Declaration of Independence. And that's why I'm also in this, Alex. I think it's going to take somebody with fresh legs, somebody whose best days in life are still yet ahead, to see a country whose best days can still be ahead. That's what Thomas Jefferson saw. That's what I see in this country. And then when you think about these great revivals, the revolutions, the revivals in history, it's always been people of the next generation who are leading the way. And so I feel some sense of responsibility to do it. Not because it's convenient for my family, it's not. But because if we don't step up and do it, I don't think anybody is. And, you know, we each look ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves, how are we going to make the best use of our own God-given talent? Well, this is how we're going to do it to revive this country. And I'm feeling really good. My heart, my gut instinct.
No, so am I. Let me ask you this question.
Reviving this.
Because you're not a hyphenated American. You're an American. Just like I've got an English last name. I'm not an English American. I'm an American. But I know, because I run into them all over the streets of Austin, all over the country, and I see the numbers. What is the experience of people of Indian heritage statistically that are so pro-Trump, so free market, so in the revolution? I mean, how is the Indian? I know you're an American, you know, born here, raised here. You're an American, but you're also, you know, an Indian American. What's up with the Indians really getting it?
Well, here's the thing: is they believe in merit. I mean, I'm talking about like my extended family members and everybody else. You can't speak for everybody, but in general, the people come to this country who are of Indian origin. They've left the country where there's kinds of affirmative action and a lot of other broken systems to say, I want to go to a country that values meritocracy, where you get ahead, not on the color of your skin, but on the content of your character, where you get ahead through your own hard work and commitment and dedication without anybody standing in your way. Yes, you know, family is the foundation of a great society, and we're not going to apologize for that. Those are values that I wish more Indian Americans learned were better embodied by our pro-American movement, the America First movement, than the Democrat Party. So the sad truth is many of them did go for Democrats for the last 15 to 20 years, but I'm trying to teach immigrants from every country that if you stand for family values, you stand for actual meritocracy in this country, you don't want somebody else getting in your way of achieving the maximum of your God-given potential, then actually there's a better way to do this. And yeah, I don't even talk about Republicans and Democrats that much, Alex, because I do think that the Republican Party is badly broken. Of course, the Democrats are worse. But I talk about this as to whether or not you're pro-American or anti-American. And if you're pro-American and you stand for the values and the ideals of the American Revolution, then we're on the same team.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. What did you make of the bowing down to Xi Jinping? We love the Chinese people, great people, but Xi Jinping running slave camps, the most tyrannical country, you know, really in world history for numbers raw. I don't think that's debatable. What did you make of them blocking Elon Musk out of the meeting and then them just prostrating themselves before him? I thought that was pretty disgusting.
Oh, it's pretty disgusting, absolutely. I mean, you know, this is the real master for so many American companies. Tim Cook or Larry Fink, they're Xi Jinping's circus monkeys. She will say jump, they will ask how high, because it comes down to money. She says, You don't get to enter the Chinese market if you criticize the CCP, but Xi Jinping will roll out the red carpet if those same companies from BlackRock to Apple criticize the United States or apply emissions caps here in the United States, even as they don't apply those same emissions caps in China. So I think we thought, Alex, we made a mistake in this country where we thought we could use our money to get them to be more like us. Instead, what China realized is they could use access to their market, their money, to get us to be more like them.
I totally agree. And look how they banned Jon Stewart's show that was successful because he criticized Xi Jinping and the Uyghur slaves. I mean, it's not...
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year.
but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale hands down of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted at InfoWarStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
What would you do? What would you do as president with the China situation?
So I would sit across the table from Xi Jinping. We'd have a very different meeting than the one Biden had. I will tell him, you will not buy land in this country. You will not donate to universities in this country. U.S. companies will no longer expand or be allowed to expand into the Chinese market. We'll kick you out of the WTO, and you will be held accountable financially using every financial lever we have available, including our national debt, for unleashing hell on the world with the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're not going to do business with China until China's playing by the same set of rules. No intellectual property theft, no data theft, no turning our companies into lobbying pawns. That's the hard answer.
Wow, in the time we have left, I want you to be able to make any other key points you want. We're so honored to have you. Look, they could assassinate Trump, God forbid, whatever. I support Trump, and I think he's a good guy in many ways. I think, quite frankly, issue-wise, you're more informed than Trump. I'm just being honest. I know he hears about the show. He watches. If he gets mad, that's great, because we just want to encourage him to be even better. But I'm really impressed overall, and I had good feelings about you. You know, a year ago, 6 months ago, read your book before you ran, one of your books before you ran. But I want to throw a wild card at you. I like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I know they killed his dad in front of him, killed his uncle on TV in front of him. I want to think he's one of us. But when you look at his record of wanting carbon taxes and arrest people that question global warming, and he wants AI to control everything, he needs to either repudiate all that or say which Robert F. Kennedy Jr. he is. And I see him hurting Trump in the polls. If Trump dropped dead of a heart attack tomorrow, I'm still supporting you. You or Trump, I'd be happy with both of you. And I've been honest, I say I'm happy with either one. You're the two best candidates. But if you were running third party, I'm not saying do that because you're not on the ballot and, you know, it's not going to happen. But I would have a real problem if I was going to vote for it. It was Vivek Ramaswamy third party or, you know, Trump. We know Biden's propped up. It's a fraud. Be honest here. What do you think of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Because I respect your opinion.
Yeah, so I think he is, I would like to think of it, Alex, as he's going through an evolution, right? We're all human beings, right? So I would like to give him some benefit of the doubt here, but I'm going to need hard proof from him that he has evolved his own positions. We're human beings. We're allowed to change our mind, but him saying that if you're spreading climate disinformation, you should be put in jail, that's a concern for me. Him coming out in favor of racial reparations, that's a concern for me. And so my view is I give him a lot of credit for standing up to the orthodoxies of the Democratic Party, for otherwise standing for self-governance, standing against the weaponization of the financial system, and being against the war in Ukraine. I know from firsthand experiences those are difficult positions to take, and I give him a lot of credit for that. That being said, before I would consider him in any role on a cabinet in my administration or even involved in any way, I need to make sure that his values on issues relating to free speech and not bending the knee to the climate religion, and I would say that his allergic reaction to the Second Amendment, I would want to spend some time with him, and I think I could persuade him, actually, Alex. I think he needs somebody who's actually sitting with him and actually debating him and persuading him. And then I think we can actually knock some sense into him on some of those other issues where he's been missing it. So I see a lot of potential there, but we're going to need to do some work in terms of, you know, I would say enlightening him on some issues where he might not actually
Vivek, have that is a perfect, perfect answer. I couldn't say it that well myself. That is exactly where I am. He needs to say who he is because he needs to put a, he needs to put
a
platform.
Discovering who he is. I think he's still discovering who he is the truth, Alex.
He needs to put a platform out. How do people find you? How do people get behind you? Because obviously the establishment hates you like they hate Trump, which is a really, you know, the gold star example. And we got 3 minutes left. You got to go. What else do you want to add to the viewers? What else do you want to add to the listeners? And then how do people get behind your campaign?
I think one thing is go to firerana.com. I made that after the Republican debate. Just put your name down on the list. It's not asking for money or anything else. Just say you want to fire Ronna McDaniel. She deserves to be fired. So go to fireronna.com. That's your name. Next one, sign the No to Neocons pledge. Okay, I made that at notoneocons.com. Go there and say, you know what? The job of the U.S. policymakers is to look after the citizens of the United States of America, period. And then if you like this campaign, great. Join us as a volunteer. I'll take donations, grassroots donations, even if it's a dollar. We're sending a signal to the establishment. That's great. Vivek2024.com. That's the website as well. But I'll tell you this, Alex, we're just getting warmed up. I'd rather speak the truth at every step and lose some election than to win by playing some political snakes and ladders. You know, we're doing this because we want everyone in this country to know what's true and what's right. I'm going to tell you who I am and what I stand for. It's your job to come out and support us if that's the vision you want to see for this country. But America first, I'll tell you this, it doesn't belong to Vivek Ramaswamy, it doesn't belong to Donald Trump, it doesn't belong to Alex Jones, it belongs to all of you, the people of this country. And that's what we got to remember, is this movement is bigger than any one of us. That's how we're going to drive change on the scale of history. I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to expect that you guys do yours.
Well, I totally agree with you. And again, it's not selfish to say America first or family first. If we don't stand up for ourselves and have our own identity and our own jurisdiction, then we have nothing. So in 2 minutes, then you got to go. You're on the debate stage, things you wish you would have said. I mean, literally, it was torture to watch all the other candidates. Nikki Haley, all of them, it was like nails on a chalkboard, and then you were just like a bright light in the middle of this darkness. In 2 minutes, what else would you have said, but they cut you off?
Well, I would say some hard facts, right? So it's no secret that I have a very different worldview than Nikki Haley, right? She's a globalist. I'm a nationalist. She believes in fighting foreign wars, and she's bloodthirsty. I believe we should stay out of World War III, and my moral obligation as the U.S. president to U.S. citizens. But let's go through some hard facts. Just like I've pointed out the Biden corruption, let's talk about how Nikki Haley left her time at the U.N. in debt, swimming in personal debt, and then starts a military contracting firm, and then makes secretive speeches to foreign actors getting paid sometimes seven-figure speaking gigs, and then joins the board of Boeing, whose back she's scratched for years as South Carolina governor, and then is now collecting corporate stock options while running for U.S. president. And now, just like Biden, is a multimillionaire. That is corrupt. It's corrupt whether a Democrat does it. It's corrupt whether a Republican does it. These people will send your kids to die so they can put more money into their own bank account. Republican or Democrat alike, it doesn't matter. That's what I meant when I said it's Dick Cheney and three-inch heels. That's not what we deserve as the American people. No one like that should get within spitting distance of the White House. And so whether it's a Democrat or Republican, I don't care. I'm going to call out the corruption the way we see it. And for me, it comes down not just to histrionics, Alex. It comes down to hard facts. And that's what is going to guide me for the rest of this. And I think the truth, you speak the truth, good things are going to happen for our country. My one message to everybody is say in public what you'll otherwise say in private. We've got this culture of fear where other Republicans and even the consultants will tell me not to say all of this because it's going to hurt me in some way in this election or otherwise. You can't think that way. You have to ask yourself, what is true? What will I say in private? Let me say that in public. That's what gives other people courage as well. So that's what this campaign is about.
And Vivian, let me throw that in closing, because I've been doing this almost 30 years. In 3 months, it'll be 30 years. So I've learned how stuff works just from the grassroots up. People say, is Vivek for real? And I said, when he took over and won the first debates, they gave him a chance to roll over, and he got more hardcore, and then they totally tried to shut him down. That is the proof right there that you didn't back down. In fact, you doubled and tripled down. And so I know you got to go, but just a minute on Trump. People get confused. They go, well, am I for Vivek or for Trump? Regardless, you're a standard bearer, like in the Roman legion here of the truth. And so you regardless, it doesn't matter. We should support both of you. But what is your gut level on Trump? It's backfired. He's 39 points ahead in Florida and DeSantis. He's dominating the field, 20 points ahead of Biden. What is your gut level on how this ends for Trump?
Well, look, I think that I respect him, and he respects me. We have a good mutual relationship of trust. If he is if he ends up the nominee, he will have my full, total support all in, and I expect the same from him if I'm the nominee. But I think we got to think at the next level here. The America First agenda, this should be the future of this country. It can't just be about one man. It has to be about all of us in this movement. And so I will pardon him on day one if I'm elected. If I'm elected, I'll take him as my top advisor for that first year. I want to know where the bodies are buried. The system has an anaphylactic reaction to him. There's a group of people in this country that has decided by hell or high water that...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is that nobody likes a good time like me. I love hunting. I love drinking. I love everything, folks. I'll go to a rock concert with you, and we'll be crawling around on the ground by the end of it. The point is, we're not in that wheelhouse anymore. We're not there anymore. We are being overtaken. We are being murdered. And you've got to make this the main focus. This is it. I've said it 1,000 times the last few years. I'll say it again. InfoWars is the reality. We told you the enemy plan because it was public, and now they did it. And the next part of their phase is so hellish, I don't even have words to describe to you how bad it is. So, I mean, we're talking death camps, mass starvation, power grids turned off, people eating each other. I mean, that's really where we're going. And I mean that. I'm not trying to scare you. It's not a hypothetical. On our trajectory, I want my liberal neighbors to know that they're going to starve the third world to death. When it happens here, you will get eaten. And I don't want to go there, but in that world, if my daughter is starving to death, my others are grown up, but I've got a six-year-old. I mean, I will eat you. I'm not going to eat my conservative neighbors, but the people that ask for it, you're going to get eaten. And so that's a metaphysical statement, but it actually is a final end scenario. Because my daughter's not going hungry. And I'll haul you up by a chain. And I'll chop you into steaks. And I know you think you're tough because you run the courts and you're liberals and you got all these goons and stuff. Just listen. I'll eat you. And I don't want to do that. And I've asked you over and over again to stop. I'm trying to be as nice as I can because I don't want to do that. But metaphysically, as an archetype, we're going to eat you. You put yourself in the cage with me, and there's no food, just me and you in a cage, you're getting eaten. And I won't be guilty about it. So you want to devour our children? You think you run the tables? You think you're all powerful? You're not. And maybe you're going to fight me. That's an even bigger joke. You're not going to fight very long. I'm going to overpower you. And I'm going to strangle you. And then I'm going to chop you up. And I'm going to consume you. Because that's the world you put us in. That's the place you took us to. It's what you demanded. It's what you wanted. And God gives you everything you ask for. So, that said, let's not go there. Let's not be part of that. Let's not enter that world where you make sure the lesser angels are in charge. And let's change the world together and let's circumvent that. But when I say those horrible things, like the famous proposal, a modest proposal, which that just was, I want you to understand something, that 80 plus million people, the UN estimates, starved to death under lockdowns in the last 4 years, almost 4 years. Mommy couldn't get the food. Daddy couldn't get the food. And those children starved to death. I know as leftists you think it's cutesy and everything, but it's not. It's not funny. It's not funny. And so what I'm telling you is, I'm not going to take on your karma of all those children you murdered. In fact, maybe I'll save your children during all this, and I'll feed you to them, and they'll never know what's being cooked up in that big pot. Because you love Xi Jinping, right? You think he's real cute. You think he's your big archetype, big powerful guy up there. He proves communism works. Did you know that they killed over 100 million people under Mao Zedong through the current day, but about 80 million under Mao Zedong? And for at least a decade, the communist Chinese army, there's photos of this. By the way, the Chinese government admits this happened. The government admits they did this in official communist Chinese books. They blame Mao Zedong's wife for it. That they ate over 100 million people in big, giant pots. So when you were the communist Chinese military, and you got your rations every day, it was bowls of boiled human flesh. So, when I come to you with that allegory, you need to understand that Soylent Green is made out of people. And now you see the left saying, oh, we should have cannibalism and eat old people so we don't have more carbon. It's all dehumanization, and you're debasing yourselves. You decide that newborn babies don't matter. You decide you don't matter. You decide old people don't matter. And by not having standards, none of us matter. And that's what I'm trying to get at here. It's not 3 a.m. yet. Let me button my shirt. So that's where I'm at with all you people. This is real barbarism. And you don't have what it takes in that world. You don't even know what it's like. You look at the average leftist, they are the weakest, softest, most pathetic people. If, even if I'm old and not in the best shape, I could take on 5 big conservative men if I need to in my family. About 5. I could take them out. With my bare hands. I could take out 100 liberals. You people are a joke. But I don't want to take you out. But you're trying to take me out by the decisions you've made. And I'll tell you again, I will eat your ass. And that's the metaphor here, the allegory, that you're entering a barbarous, insane world. You're worshiping Xi Jinping, who literally sold his father and family out to the communist Chinese, who were tortured and killed. And because he was so evil and sold out his own family, they chose him, and Satan projected him up, because if he'll betray his own father, he will betray humanity. That's your spirit animal, Xi Jinping. That's a piece of garbage. All right, I'm going to end this transmission here in the third hour today on this Tuesday live transmission. Please remember that it took us over a year plus to get this, because we would not put out fake nascent iodine. I am so upset, because it's so important for people, that there are hundreds of companies claiming they have atomic nascent iodine. They do not. They don't get it from 12,000 to 15,000 feet under the earth. They don't go through all the patents and all the regulations to have pure, true iodine that goes right into your cells. We do. And the only bad news is, after a year, we only got a limited supply. And so it's going to sell out very quickly. If you want X2 and free shipping and double Patriot points, we've got Black Friday comes early. Now is the time at InfoWarsStore.com. X2. Powerful, incredible things for your whole body, electrochemical activity in every cell, double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide, 60% off BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, Green Fiber Capsules, Zat and Ounce Sleep Support, 40% off Vaso Complete, timely back in stock, Vaso Beats, Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, limited supply, DNA Force, limited supply, D3 gummies, whole food multivitamin, 25% off all coffee, Survival Shield X2 back in stock, all InfoWars MD products, all InfoWars Platinum products, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm taking on the New World Order at point blank range. And they say the end of the world's coming, the end of the world as we know it, if we don't fight this right now. So everybody should get X2 while they still can. Hell, at current sales rates, it's a paradox. Oh, great, funds are coming in. We have a limited supply. It'll be gone in weeks at current sales rates. Stock up on it now, because if they shut down InfoWars, which I think is a 30% chance the next 6 months, you'll never get X2, at least here again. Get it now, X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And if you want to support me, and the fact that I got to pay half the legal bills around here, that's what's destroying us, get the book, The Great Awakening, signed as a fundraiser or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so that's it for this third hour. The next big guest host is coming up. I want you all to have an amazing Thanksgiving. Speaking of amazing, vivid.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.